For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The official grand opening of the Embassy Suites Hotel and the Red Wolf Convention Center is set for January 16th. However, one event has already taken place, as the Jonesboro Regional Chamber of Commerce held their annual chamber banquet inside the Red Wolf Convention Center earlier this week. Dr. Karen McDaniel is Director of Graduate Programs in the Neil Griffin College of Business, also chair of the Department of Management and Marketing, and a faculty athletics representative for Arkansas State. In this interview, I talked with McDaniel about a hospitality degree program that's in the process of being created. This is my interview with Karen McDaniel. I think one of the things that's really exciting on the A-State campus is the new Embassy Suites Hotel and the Red Wolf Convention Center. Just the other night, on Tuesday night, there was the first event that was there.
Yes.
How exciting is that, that they have events now that are being held at the Red Wolf Convention Center?
Jonathan, that was absolutely incredible. I got to attend that first event. I've been going on several tours for the last year of Embassy Suites, and to see the progress that they've made is absolutely incredible. You know, there have been so many rain delays over this last year. It set them back, and they have overcome so many hurdles to get that done. So it's just incredible. It looked fabulous. It's going to be very, very popular in this region, in this state. I'm excited.
And when you take a look at, when you're able to take a look at it, earlier in the week, what was your initial thought of just how they put everything together? I mean, it just, from the pictures I saw, it just looked like it was stunning,
It was stunning. I got to see the ballroom, the banquet room. It was probably one of, if not the most beautiful banquet rooms I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot. So it was very impressive. I think it would hold up to any convention center that I've been in across the nation.
How excited are you about this?
Oh, you have no idea. Super excited. So as the chair of the management and marketing department, I have gotten to work closely with Craig Pomerenke. I've got to meet Tim O'Reilly and some of his team. So working with them is going to be incredible. So they are going to have what's called a living laboratory, which will be like a classroom in the Embassy Suites that our hospitality students will be able to use. And in the spring, I'm super excited to announce that my leadership development class is going to be the first class to actually attend class in the Embassy Suites Living Laboratory.
So when you talk about a living laboratory, what exactly does that mean, if you don't mind, please? How will that be able to help in being able to teach your leadership class?
Well, for my leadership class, a little backstory on that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So my leadership class was awarded Signature Course Distinction by the Creative Commons University Committee. So the Creative Commons mission is to support and recognize innovative curricular and co-curricular work that is interdisciplinary and experiential based. So to be considered interdisciplinary, you have to work and integrate two or more distinct disciplines. And while the process of experiential learning should help in advance one or more of the following skills, which is integration of academic knowledge applied in a practical setting, interpersonal skills to work effectively with clients, coworkers, supervisors, analytical and organizational skills, and understanding to produce a deliverable, knowledge of community and global solutions, and demonstration of service-minded thinking. My leadership class exceeded and met all of those criteria. So what that means is there are a few themes I have in this leadership class. Mm-hmm. Networking, leadership, of course, and community service. Mm-hmm. So students have to go out into the community, meet Chamber of Commerce members. They have to dress up in professional attire, know how to introduce themselves, know how to carry on a conversation. We do DISC behavioral profiles, and so they have to learn what their communication style is and what other people's communication styles are by learning to read body language, certain words that people say, and then they have to know how to relate to that person. They have to meet with community leaders. We go on tours of businesses. For example, one semester we got to meet with the mayor, and he talked about economic development in the city of Jonesboro. Mm-hmm. One of his staff took us around the JETS system, and we got to see like the city of Jonesboro, and he talked about some of the challenges that we have. Well, then we went and met with Dr. Luis Nopo over in the ABI, mm-hmm. and we did DNA extraction from strawberries, and he talked about some of his research, and some of his research helps with obesity and helping people with health. Well, that was one of the concerns of the city, is how do we help people be more healthy? So it was like it all intertwines and comes back together. And while we're doing things like this, students are learning networking skills, so when they go on an interview, they're not nervous. They know how to communicate with people. They have connections in the community, the region. One semester, we went to Memphis, and we went to the Soulsville Stacks Museum. One of our adjunct marketing professors works there, so we got to make that connection. Then we went to tour St. Jude's Research Hospital, and one of our alumni is the CFO of St. Jude, and the students got to meet with her and get career advice from her. And then I actually had one of my former students apply for a position there. So it's all about networking. So to get back to the hospitality part, Craig Pomerenke came and spoke to my leadership class last semester, I believe it was. Did a phenomenal job talking about leadership and the importance of knowing personalities and different leadership styles. So our students will have hands-on experience with employees who work there. Now, our hospitality program is in the process of growing. So when we do get this full-fledged hospitality program and our director, the director will be able to work with our general manager, Craig Pomerenke, at Embassy Suites, and all of his staff. We'll have a Houlihan's restaurant. We'll have the convention center. So there's event staff. There's housing. So students will get the hands-on experience with all the different areas of the hotel and convention center industry, which is incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. And I know you're excited about holding those that class there, being able to work directly in there. How have students been working at the Embassy Suites so far?
So far, we have had, I believe it's two students do internships there. And my understanding is the first one completed it. She was like a sales intern, got a position there after she finished her internship. And then I have a graduate student doing an internship there now this semester. And she's getting training in the entire process. So in housekeeping, in operations, and event management. So it's starting at the bottom and going, knowing the business all the way to the top of the hotel industry. And she has loved every second of it.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be creating the hospitality management degree program at Arkansas State. By the way, we're talking with Karen McDaniel, who joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. So what are the plans that you have for creating the hospitality management degree program at the Embassy Suites Hotel, please?
So, Jonathan, we actually have a hospitality emphasis right now. We actually currently have students in our hospitality management emphasis program. So we are in the process of doing a search for our inaugural hospitality director. I actually went to a conference down in New Orleans a few months ago to advertise our position. I'll be going to another one in January out in Las Vegas, the hospitality capital, you might say, of the nation.
Right.
So I'm hoping to find a lot of good potential candidates out there who will apply for the position. And that person will actually be the one, I think, who will develop this program and has the expertise in hospitality. Because currently, we don't necessarily have someone who has the hospitality background. So we are looking for a director that has industry experience, mm-hmm. has the terminal degree, a PhD, and has good teaching experience. So someone, we're looking for the whole package.
When did you first hear about the Hotel and Convention Center coming to Arkansas State? And what was your initial response when you heard about that?
Well, we heard a few years ago that there was the potential of Embassy Suites and a Convention Center on our campus. So our department was asked to create a a hospitality emphasis, and we were excited about that. That was before I was department chair, and then it got delayed for a little while, and then when we found out it was really happening, we were ready to start talking about forming a hospitality full-fledged program. So again, you know, we're excited about that. I hope that we can find a good director soon.
Mm-hmm. Why is the program needed in the region? Why is this degree program needed?
You know, I was just talking with Craig Pomrinke about that, and he's the general manager of Embassy Suites, just to clarify. So he said that hiring continues to be very strong in the hospitality industry, particularly for millennials. It's a booming industry. You know, Arkansas is the natural state, and we have so many opportunities just in Jonesboro, because we're going to have the Embassy Suites and Convention Center and Houlihan's on campus, but think about how many hotels we have in Jonesboro. So once we get our director hired and on campus and start this program, I foresee that we will have an advisory committee that will be made up of numerous hotels, restaurant industry people, other hospitality, maybe some of the places that put together tours and vacation sites. I mean, there's so hospitality can encompass so many things that, and there's so much networking in hospitality that once we get a director, he or she or they may have connections all over the region, the nation, to where we can have internship opportunities at many different places.
Yeah, and I could just see that once this really gets up and going, Karen, just how the students would be so immersed in this, which is the exact reason that you want to have something like this. Mm-hmm. But I could imagine the partnership that will go on about how you could, how students could literally work on their degree in a real laboratory, if you will, in a real setting.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, I teach a lot of management classes, but it's hard for them to actually go to a company and practice the management skills because they haven't graduated yet and they don't have a job there, obviously. But this is going to be a place where you can have class and learn about the concepts and theories in the living laboratory. But then you walk outside the door and you have all these staff members there who can actually show you and teach you how to do it hands-on, which is incredible.
And that's Dr. Karen McDaniel on A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.